responsibility like, Josh being the guy who's effectively playing as the most forward man today?
A big ask, because that's not really my game, but the manager's put his faith in me to go in there and lead the line up there with Pritch. So I think both of us battled well, and like, we're in there to do a job for the team, and I thought we'd done that well today.
I was just thinking, when those, you know, Angus sends the ball long, yeah, you've got it coming up in the air, and you know you're going to have Gary Cahill coming through the back of you, like, at that point?
To be fair, like, everyone always says, oh, like, you're scared to go in for challenges, this, that, and like, I didn't really mind it, and I quite enjoyed the battle today with the three at the back, and I thought, like, everywhere on the pitch, just as long as you stick the ball up there and we can battle for it, I think all the boys are hungry, and from the way we was playing today, everyone was hungry to win the individual battles, so it was good.
Are you a little bit disappointed you didn't create any better chances, or is that just expecting too much against Chelsea?
No, because with the quality we've got in the team, I think we're able to create clear-cut chances. I think the chance I had in the first half, that should have been a goal, and I was quite disappointed that it didn't go in. But I think we've got the quality to break down teams, even the top teams. And I think, like, it's some of the play that, like, me, Madders and Pritch were showing today, I think we're capable of that.
Because a lot of Norwich fans will be wondering, well, could you play a 3-4-3 in the Championship and see more of that?
I don't see why not. We'll give it a good go. We held our own today against one of the best teams in Europe, so I don't see why we can't do that in the Championship.
Talk to me about the confidence thing, because you can see in the last few games that, you know, it's like a switch, and before that it seemed quite difficult. So what is it that goes on in the background at that point? Is it really that fragile? Can you put your finger on it, or do you just have to...
I can't put my finger on it, but there was obviously that massive dip. But then as soon as I can find that rhythm and that self-belief again, then I can show what I can do. And the last maybe 3 or 4 games, I felt on fire, and I just want to keep that going.
Just one more. What's it like at the moment? There's obviously speculation with linking players. I know we have that every window, but, you know, it is around players like Alex and James as well. You guys as a squad, looking at those guys, do you hope they stay? Do you have words to make sure they stay? Is there anything you can do?
Well, of course you want to keep your best players, and I'd love them to stay, and I think all the boys will be like, no, you got to stay here. But we'll have to see. Like, nothing's been concrete yet, and as long as they're Norwich players, then they're going to give 100%, and we're looking forward to pushing up the table now, and they're going to be a massive help to that.
I lied, I might have one more. The was the FA Cup game the FA Youth Cup game the only other time you played at Stamford Bridge?
Yeah, that's the only other time I played at Stamford Bridge.
So, you know, that is one hell of a, you know, fallback for somewhere where, you know, you've been before and you can go back again.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can get a win, and that will be perfect. 2 times at Stamford Bridge, 2 wins, so that would be nice.
Thank you. Good man. Cheers to that.